In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today. I've been thinking about what Jesus said in the 14th chapter of St. John. "I will not leave you orphaned. I will send the Holy Spirit." But you know, most people, even those that love God, even though that have an experience with Jesus, we have an orphan mentality. We have an orphan mentality. We do not have the mentality of being sons and daughters of the Father. You remember when they investigated the Holy Land? And you remember what they came back with? We're confronting giants and we are grasshoppers. We have a grasshopper mentality. Because we don't really know the Father. We don't really know the Father. And it might be because your father was not a good father, or your father wasn't there, or your father drank, or whatever. Father, the Father loves us. We are not orphans. God sent his Son so that we might know the Father, and that we would have be the children of God, children of the Father, men and women of God, of the Father. You know, the problem is that we have an orphan mentality. We face each situation not as a son, not as a daughter, but as a father, as an orphan, not as a father. We face each situation, not with the Father, but we face it as an orphan. So today, let's admit we have an orphan mentality, we who do. And let's ask the Lord to change that mentality to a Father mentality, that God is Father, and that Jesus opens the way to the Father. Jesus, true God and true man, reveals the Father. And you know, when we start realizing that we are sons of God, daughters of God, we start realizing that things begin to happen. I was with Maria Vadia for 4 days, and she told me a story about her daughter. Her daughter was invited to go to Jerusalem for a wedding, and the wedding was of a friend. And the daughter did not have the money. So Maria said, "You're a daughter of God. You have been paying your tithes and your offerings. God will open a door for you to go to Jerusalem." She says, "I don't have the money." She says, "Well, I told you, you are not an orphan. You are a daughter of God, and God will open the door for you to go to Jerusalem. I don't know how, but I know that." So when it came to responding to the people, she called and said, "You know, I can't go. I don't have the funds to go." And the groom said, "Listen, the wedding wouldn't be a wedding without you. I'm going to get several people and we'll get the money so that you'll be able to come to Jerusalem." You see, it went from a orphan mentality to a daughter mentality. God is Father, and he wants to bless his children. God is Father, and he wants to bless his children. But we have this orphan mentality, you know, poor me, poor me. I tell you, I'm the same way. I'm not telling you something that I'm not. I understand what it means to be an orphan, even though I am a son. I understand the orphan mentality. Even though I am son of the Father in Christ, I have been taught to, you know, what should we expect from God? God is too busy. When Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," I'm telling you, we have a Father. And you know what? The Holy Spirit teaches us from within that we are the children of God. How much we need that wonderful Holy Spirit, that wonderful Holy Spirit who convicts us of sin, but also who convicts us that we are children of God. I am a child of the Lord. I am a child of the King. I am his son. You are his daughter. Let me tell you this, my friends. We have to ditch this orphan mentality, and we have to start becoming what we are and who we are in Christ Jesus. You know, the big problem of priests and also lay people is an identity crisis. We do not know who we are in Jesus Christ. We do not know who we are in Jesus Christ. So some priest will say, oh, I can't pray with you. Call Father Tom. As if Father Tom had a market on prayer. You see, he doesn't realize that he can do this. He has an orphan mentality. God only chooses a few people to pray. Well, that's a lie. That's a lie. You start realizing that you're one of his sons when you start praying with people in the power of the Holy Spirit. And praying with people doesn't only mean priests. It means you. You've been listening to me for 170 years, it seems, and still you are shy and you won't pray with anybody. And yet God has a way for you, a way that is so big and so wonderful. God has a way for you, a way that is so big and so wonderful. God, our loving Father, God who gave us Jesus. You see, we are sons in the Beloved. We are sons in Christ. Lord, give us the revelation of who we are in Jesus. Not only who we are, but who we are in Christ. Give us that revelation when we wake up in the morning. Give us that revelation as we walk through the day. Give us that revelation as we go to bed at night that we are sons in the Beloved. In the Beloved. In the Beloved. So say with me, I am a child of God. I am a child of God. I am a son of God. I am a son of God. You can say daughter. I am in the Beloved. I am in Jesus, the Beloved. I am in the Beloved. I am not a grasshopper. I am not a grasshopper. I am not an orphan. I am not an orphan. I am a son of God. That's who I am. I am a son of the Father. That's who I am. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I am God's son. You are God's child. I am the son of the Father in the Beloved, always in and through Jesus Christ. I want to look at the 12th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. It's one of my favorite chapters. So, Holy Spirit, give us insight into this wonderful chapter, which is filled with power. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain men of the church. He killed James, that he lopped off his head, the brother of John, you know, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and he killed him with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jewish people, he proceeded further to take Peter also. But these were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended Peter, he put Peter in prison and delivered him and kept him by soldiers out, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. So we see that John is beheaded. We see that Peter is jailed. We see that the Jewish people at the time thought this was wonderful. And Herod just kept on doing it. Now, poor Peter is in prison. Now, is Peter an orphan or is he a son of God? That's the issue. If he was an orphan, he'd be crying, I'm in prison and I don't deserve it. Sound familiar? I remember when we were in prison for saving children. Oh, I led the group in singing songs to the Lord. It was wonderful. We were all praising God. We were in three cells. We were all crunched together. And we praised God for that the elect were in prison because we were there to save babies and save women. My Lord, we were singing. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing by the church unto God. Listen to that. Peter remained in prison, but the church unceasingly was praying for Peter. It's their leader. It's the leader. It's Peter, the leader, the one who received the keys. Yes, it's Peter who said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He's arrested and he's kept by soldiers. When Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, an angel, the angel of the Lord, came upon him, and a light shone in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Get up, arise quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird yourself and bind on your sandals." And so he did. And he said this to him, "Cast your garment about thee and follow me." And Peter went out and followed the angel, and wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but he thought he was having a vision. He didn't believe it was true. He's up now. He's out of the jail. He's out of the chains. But he thinks he's having a vision. Oh, I thank God for the church that was praying. They were praying unceasingly for their leader, Peter. They were praying unceasingly for Peter. And now Peter doesn't even believe that he's been set free. So we go on. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leads into the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from them. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for sure that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered this thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, John Mark, where many were gathered together praying. What are they praying for? Oh, they're praying intercession for Peter. They're praying intercession for Peter. Oh, Lord, he's our leader, and he's in prison. Oh, Lord, save him. Don't let him be dead. Don't let him have his head cut off like John. Oh, Lord, save Peter. And Peter knocked at the door of the gate, and a young woman came and answered the door. Her name was Rhoda. Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate, for she was so glad, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, "You're mad. You're mad." But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then said they, "It is his angel." Now listen, it sounds so much like the church. We pray, we pray, we pray. When God gives us the answer, we say, "You're mad." It would have happened anyway. Let me tell you, my friends, the church was praying and fasting unceasingly for their leader, for Peter. And let me also tell you this, my friends, that he was miraculously delivered by the prayers of the saints, and they didn't believe it. It can't be Peter. He's in jail. It can't be Peter. He's in jail. We saw the other day at Mass Jesus resuscitating the widow of Nain's child. You know, I'm sure people saying, well, he sure couldn't have been dead. He couldn't have been dead, but he was dead. You know, we always have an excuse when it comes to things of faith. The church had been praying unceasingly, and they didn't believe that Peter was at the door. That's amazing. But it doesn't surprise me. We're the same way. What are you praying for today? What are you praying for today? Remember, you're a son or a daughter. What are you praying for today? Know that God the Father hears you because you are in the Beloved. You are in Jesus. You are in Jesus. Oh, say it out loud. I am in Jesus. I am in the Beloved. I am in Jesus. I am in the Beloved. God sends angels to his people. Oh, thank you, God, for the angel that you said to me. I'll never forget. I was going to put my foot on the street from the curb, and it was pushed back, and there was a car driving 60 miles an hour. I would have been killed immediately. God sent his angels to protect me. I never forget that. And I'll never forget the time I was drowning, and I went under once, and I went under twice, and I knew the third time was going to be really bad. I didn't have a chance. And you know what the Lord said to me? Tommy, don't worry. It's going to be all right. And I said, it's all right for you. And there was a lifeguard who pulled us in. It was miraculous. It was miraculous. How God spared my life. How God spares my life. There are angels. Angels, holy angels of God, who do his bidding. Are not these ministering spirits sent to us who are on the way to salvation? That's what it says in Hebrews, that they're ministering spirits. So these angels came, and I don't think that they asked the permission of Herod. They just answered the prayers of the people. And it says, and they said to her, you are mad, Rhoda. You are mad. They didn't believe Rhoda. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then they said, it is his angel. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with his hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. He started telling them the story. Hallelujah! An angel woke me up, touched the chains, they fell off. I got up. Thought I was having a vision, but it was real. Look at me. This is Peter. Look at my hands. This is me. This is me. There were soldiers that were sleeping, and I just walked right by with the angel. And the angel led me out. And the angel led me out of the jail. And then when we came to the gate of the city, it opened up. You know what I'm saying? I remember the first time I saw a door that opens up when you put your feet on the rubber. This is now, everyone sees it. But I remember the first time I was at Elm Farm in East Boston, and I remember going to buy something for my mother, and I placed my feet on that rubber mat, and the door opened, and my eyes were as big as saucers. The angel opened the door and the gate for Peter. The angel did it. It wasn't an electric door. It had nothing to do with electricity. It had to do with the power of God. And that's where we limp. We are not sure of the power of the Holy Spirit. We are not sure that the Spirit of God wants to do awesome things. We are not sure that God wants to work through me because I'm his son or you're his daughter. I'm telling you, that awesome presence of the Holy Spirit causes us to do great things. That awesome presence of the Holy Spirit causes us to do the things Jesus did. Oh, yes. Today is the feast of St. Barnabas. Remember, Barnabas and Paul went to Antioch and they preached the gospel. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? And it was at Antioch that the people were first called Christians. Let me tell you this, my friends. It's so simple. It's so simple. You're a son of God. You're a daughter of God. God hears and answers prayer. He wants to open doors for you. There are doors in your life that need to be opened, and no one can open it but God himself. And you're worried about everything around you. You're worried about everything around you. And the Lord says, I want to open doors for you. I want to open doors for you. That's what I want to do. Do you want me to? Will you let me? Will you let me? Peter thought he was having a vision, and yet it was real. It was as real could be. Father, we come to you today, first calling you Papa, Daddy, God, Daddy, Papa, Abba, Abba, Father. Oh, it is the Spirit that helps us to say Abba, Daddy. I never forget when I was in Jerusalem, and there was a little boy looking out the window. He saw his father, and he said, Abba, Abba, Abba. Not father, but Daddy, Daddy, Papa, Papa. You see, we don't realize who we are. We have an identity crisis. Priests have an identity crisis. I have an identity crisis. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can take that identity crisis away and show us that we are not orphans. We are the children of God in the Beloved. Only the Holy Spirit can do that, and he's the one that wants to do that. Will you let him? Will you let him? Will you let him? Let's ask him to do it. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I come to you. I come to you. I want to know, I want to know that I am a son of God, that I am a son of God. I want to know that I am not an orphan, that I am not an orphan. I want to know I am the Beloved in Christ. I want to know I am the Beloved in Christ. I want this identity crisis to dissolve. I want this identity crisis to dissolve because it's the work of the devil. It's the work of the devil. Holy Spirit, I ask you to show me who I am in Christ, never apart from Christ. Remember, Jesus said, I will not leave you orphaned, but I will send the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. That wonderful Holy Spirit. That wonderful Holy Spirit who teaches us all things and who gives us all that we need. Hello, hello, hello. I want to tell you that we need money to pay our bills. It is the summertime. You'd never know it, but it is. And letters do not come in as quickly. Please, please, please. To do these broadcasts on WROL and WEZE, nearly $100,000 a year. And I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. So you write to Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. We are on in Albuquerque, St. Louis, Phoenix, Arizona. We are on in New Jersey, or some people say New Jersey. We are on in New Jersey. We are on the internet, inseason.net, www.inseason.net. You can pay PayPal through inseason.net. You can listen to many of our radio talks and many of our television talks. www.inseason.net. I am grateful to God for the power of the Holy Spirit. I would not be able to do these broadcasts without the power of the Holy Spirit. So I say, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in my heart. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in my heart. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in my heart. Holy Spirit, reveal to me I'm a son of God. Holy Spirit, reveal to me that I'm a son of God. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, you are welcome in this place. I asked the intercession of Saint Peter, who could hardly believe what was happening. Peter, from the throne of heaven, pray for us that we would be loyal to Jesus Christ and to his church. Peter, from the throne of heaven, pray for us that we would know that we are not slaves, but sons and daughters of the living God. And it's always in Christ, with Christ, and through Christ. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.